This audiobook reveals a secret most people never hear. Prayer is not about asking for something outside yourself. It is about collapsing unseen potential into living reality through the power of thought, feeling, and conscious focus. Introduction. In this journey, you will uncover the hidden mechanics of creation and learn to pray not as a beggar, but as a creator who speaks the language of the universe itself. The truth has always been simple. Reality listens not to your words, but to your state of being. Imagine, for a moment, that everything you have ever desired, health, love, abundance, joy, already exists. Not as a distant possibility, but as a vibrating reality in the unseen field of infinite potential. Now imagine that this field is not passive. It listens, it responds, it shapes itself in real time according to the instructions you send through your consciousness. This is not fantasy. It is the silent architecture of existence, witnessed both by the ancient seers who spoke of faith as the substance of things hoped for, and by modern scientists who discovered that particles exist in a state of pure potential until observed. Your life is not happening to you. It is being collapsed into form through the quality of your attention, emotion, and intention. This audiobook is an invitation back to your original power. It draws upon the timeless teachings of Neville Goddard, who taught that prayer is the art of assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled, and the scientific revelations of pioneers like Dr. Joe Dispenza, who demonstrated that thoughts and emotions can rewire the brain and alter the quantum field. Here, you will not learn how to ask for miracles. You will learn how to become the miracle. You will understand that reality is not solid and fixed, but responsive and fluid, waiting for your consciousness to shape it. You will realize that you were never meant to plead for what you desire. You were designed to embody it, assume it, and call it forth through your being. Each chapter will take you deeper into this mystery, from the unseen field of waves and possibilities, to the collapse of form through feeling, to the art of living in the frequency of your answered prayer. The door is already open. The field is already listening. The only question is, are you ready to pray not with words, but with your entire being? Chapter 1. The Hidden Nature of Reality. Waves, particles, and potential. Before becoming the world, it exists as pure possibility, formless, shapeless, undefined. Reality is not a hard, fixed thing in the hidden layers of existence. It is a living sea of waves, waves of energy, waves of probability, waves of potential waiting to collapse into form. This is not poetry. It is the undeniable revelation of quantum mechanics. At the smallest levels of creation, smaller than atoms, smaller than electrons, reality behaves like a ghost. A particle can exist in many places at once, a phenomenon called superposition. It can act like a wave, flowing everywhere, and only when it is observed, only when attention is placed upon it, does it choose. It becomes one thing, in one place, in one moment. This is the foundation of the observer effect, a truth so radical that even Einstein wrestled with it, a truth so ancient that mystics like Rumi hinted at it in their poetry. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Reality is not built from things. It is built from awareness, collapsing the possibility. And the instrument of collapse is you. Long before quantum physics became mainstream conversation, Neville Goddard spoke of this same mystery in different words. He taught that the world around you is nothing more than a projection of your inner assumptions. He said, "The world is yourself pushed out." When you persist in a feeling, whether it is joy, fear, abundance, or lack, you impress that feeling upon the unseen field, and the field, ever responsive, shapes itself to reflect your inner world. Similarly, Dr. Joe Dispenza, drawing from both neuroscience and quantum experiments, teaches that your thoughts send out an electrical signal, and your feelings broadcast a magnetic field. Together, they create an energetic signature, a personal vibration that interacts with the quantum field. Change your energy. Change your life. Change your observation. Change your reality. You are not reacting to life. You are actively shaping it moment by moment. Consider this. Imagine two individuals standing in the same city, walking the same streets. One carries within them the feeling of lack, fear, and disconnection. The other carries the feeling of abundance, gratitude, and connection. Though they share the same physical environment, their realities will not be the same. One will meet closed doors, frustrations, and missed opportunities. The other will find unexpected kindness, open doors, and synchronicities appearing as if by magic. It is not the city that is different. It is the internal state that collapses a different slice of reality from the infinite field of potentials. This is why Paramahansa Yogananda said, "The world you see is a reflection of your own inner thoughts and feelings." The modern world teaches us that reality is outside, hard, fixed, and that we are merely passengers. But the ancients and the physicists whisper a different truth. Reality is a mirror, not a wall. It bends to the dominant focus of your consciousness. The field of potential is not far away. It is here, closer than your breath. It is pliable, dynamic, and waiting for instruction. And the instruction it listens to is not the words you say at the surface level. It listens to the state of being you embody at the deepest level. You can say 1,000 affirmations. I am wealthy. I am loved. I am successful. But if your emotional body sings the song of fear, unworthiness, or lack, it is that frequency the field responds to. Feeling is the prayer. The state of being is the magnet. Awareness is the sculptor of worlds. Even now, as you listen to these words, your observation is collapsing a reality into being. Every thought, every emotional charge, every focused moment of awareness is an act of creation. You are the observer. You are the cause. You are the point through which formlessness takes shape. To live unconsciously is to collapse reality by default, ruled by old wounds, by inherited beliefs, by yesterday's fears. To live consciously is to awaken to your role as a deliberate creator. To choose your thoughts as you would choose seeds for a garden. To select your feelings as you would select colors for a masterpiece. The waves are infinite. Every potential, abundance, health, love, joy, floats in the unseen. But it is your observation, your feeling, your inner attention that brings one possibility into view. You are never separate from the field. You are the field, localized through a body, experiencing its own dreaming. Countless accounts of individuals who created a new reality through conscious observation. One woman, diagnosed with terminal cancer, shifted her focus not on fighting the disease, but on embodying gratitude and love every moment she had. Over time, to the bewilderment of her doctors, the cancer receded. Her biology responded to her shift in energy. Her inner state collapsed a different version of her body from the field of possibilities. Another man, homeless and forgotten, began to rehearse mentally, every day, a life where he was successful, abundant, purposeful. He immersed himself emotionally in the feeling of already being that man, even while sleeping on the streets. Within a few years, opportunities appeared, doors opened, and he became a sought-after speaker, teaching others what he had lived. These are not miracles. These are examples of conscious collapse. Reality bends to identity, to feeling, to observation. You are not a powerless spectator of life. You are a powerful selector within life's infinite field. The sea of possibilities stretches before you, silent and obedient. It is waiting. It has always been waiting. Not for your struggle, not for your doubt, but for your clear, unwavering observation, for the prayer of your being. Chapter 2. The Power of Consciousness. You are the observer. If reality bends to observation, then it becomes necessary, even urgent, to understand the nature of the observer. You. Your consciousness is not a byproduct of your body. It is not a side effect of a chemical brain. It is the first cause, the silent architect, the primal mover behind all you experience. Mystics have whispered it for millennia. Quantum physicists have stumbled upon it reluctantly. There is no out there independent of awareness. Without consciousness to perceive it, the world remains unformed, a swirling dance of infinite probabilities. In the sacred texts, it was said, "In the beginning was the Word." But before the Word, there was awareness, silent, formless, limitless. Neville Goddard spoke often of this living truth. He taught that consciousness is the only reality, and that what you are aware of being, you become. When you assume an identity inwardly and feel it as true, you fuse with it, and the world must reflect it back to you like a mirror with no choice but to obey. He wrote, "Man moves in a world that is nothing more or less than his consciousness objectified. You do not see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. Your assumptions, your expectations, your beliefs, your emotional set points, all of them form a lens through which the raw potential of reality crystallizes. Standing at the crossroads of science and spirit, Dr. Joe Dispenza echoes the same principle. In his research on brainwaves, heart coherence, and electromagnetic fields, he discovered that energy, your coherent, focused consciousness, is a broadcast signal into the quantum field. When you align your mind, thought, and heart, emotion, you emit a strong signal to imprint the field and collapse possibilities into experiences. This is not positive thinking. It is energetic causality. A wandering mind, divided by fear, doubt, and disbelief, sends scattered signals, producing chaotic, unstable realities. A coherent mind, fused with elevated emotion, becomes a laser, bending probability, calling form from the formless. It is not that miracles are rare. It is that coherent consciousness is rare. A young athlete once visualized, in precise detail, himself standing on the Olympic podium, feeling the weight of the gold medal, hearing the anthem, seeing the faces in the crowd. He rehearsed this moment daily, emotionally living inside it long before the event happened. Though he was not the favorite to win, the impossible occurred when the time came. He performed beyond his previous limits, as if reality had conspired to match the inner reality he had lived and breathed. He was not lucky. He was aligned. Consciousness, with enough clarity and emotional depth, had collapsed the desired timeline into fact. To recognize yourself as the observer is to reclaim the seat of power that most have unknowingly abandoned. It is to remember that your focus feeds reality. Your expectation seeds outcomes. Your inner commentary becomes an external circumstance. The mind is not a passive moviegoer. It is the projector. And like a projector, it does not argue with what film you feed it. It simply broadcasts whatever script you offer onto the canvas of your life. If you feed it fear, it casts shadows. If you feed it faith, it casts miracles. Yet here lies a crucial teaching. You are not your thoughts. You are the awareness behind them. You are not your emotions. You are the space in which they arise. Like clouds passing across a vast sky, thoughts and feelings appear and disappear, but you remain. The true observer is not entangled. It watches. It selects. It chooses with intention. This is why in mystical traditions, from Zen Buddhism to the Upanishads, the first step toward mastery is always self-awareness, the awakening to the one who is aware. In the words of the mystic Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj, the mind creates the abyss, the heart crosses it, and it is the heart, the coherent emotional center, gives weight and magnetic force to what the mind conceives. To live as a conscious observer means to become deliberate, to observe not from reaction, but from creation, to see what you wish to see, even before evidence appears, to carry inner certainty that reality, though unseen today, will bend tomorrow. It requires vigilance. It requires practice. It requires faith in the unseen more than attachment to the seen. The untrained mind grows impatient when the outer world appears unchanged and evidence lags behind your vision. But the conscious observer knows better. Reality is not instant pudding. It is a field thick with momentum. A master gardener does not dig up the seed each morning to check its progress. He waters it, believes in it, and lets the unseen do its perfect work. Today, become aware of your dominant observation. Catch yourself, not to judge, but to redirect. If you observe limitation, scarcity, or struggle, pause. Shift. Observe abundance. Observe the possibility. Observe the reality you would like to see, as if it were already dancing before you. The field does not resist you. It awaits you. And every moment of directed consciousness bends another fiber of possibility closer to you. You are not powerless. You never were. You are the observer, the artist, the sculptor of your world. Where you place your awareness, their reality takes form. Choose wisely. Choose beautifully. For the universe, ever faithful, will say yes to whatever vision you dare to hold. Chapter 3. The Real Meaning of Prayer. Feeling, not begging. Most people misunderstand prayer. They think of it as a desperate plea cast upward, a trembling request made to some distant listening power. But true prayer, the kind that moves mountains and rearranges reality, is not an act of begging. It is an act of being. In its original and most powerful form, prayer is not asking for something to happen. It is assuming, feeling, and living as though it already has. Neville Goddard, who devoted his life to revealing this sacred truth, said, "Prayer is the art of assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled." He did not say it was words, rituals, or desperate bargains. He said it was feeling, embodied, lived, and trusted. When you pray properly, you do not place your desire in the future, always out of reach. You collapse it into the now. You become it. You feel it. You shift from wanting to being. And because reality responds not to your empty wishes, but to your state of being, life must conform itself to your new assumption. This is the deeper meaning of ask and it shall be given to you. The asking is not verbal. It is vibrational. When you pray as a beggar, you affirm separation. You reinforce the idea that what you desire is distant, unavailable, perhaps even denied. You generate the frequency of lack dash, and the field, ever faithful, mirrors that frequency back into your world. But when you pray as a creator, when you enter the emotional reality of already having, being, already living your answered prayer, you radiate the frequency of fulfillment. And fulfillment, recognizing itself, rushes to meet you. Dr. Joe Dispenza explains this in scientific terms. When you emotionally experience a future event with gratitude, love, and certainty, you neurologically and chemically condition your body to believe it is already happening. Your brain begins firing new networks. Your heart generates a coherent electromagnetic signature. Your body experiences the future as present reality. And because the quantum field mirrors the inner state, you begin to draw experiences that match the energy you are broadcasting. When properly trained through feeling, the mind and body become magnets pulling unseen potentials into form. Prayer, then, is not about moving heaven. It is about aligning yourself with what already exists in the unseen. Consider a woman who desperately wants healing. She may pray daily, pleading for her body to be healed. But each word, each tear, each cry reinforces the belief that healing is not yet hers. Contrast this with another woman who, though facing the same diagnosis, closes her eyes each day and feels herself already whole. She imagines dancing, laughing, living without pain. She bathes her body in gratitude as if the healing had already happened. To the quantum field, there is no difference between imagination and reality. There is only frequency. And so it responds, not to desperation, but to embodiment. Again and again, miracles unfold for those who dare to feel ahead of evidence. This sacred art of prayer demands a boldness few are taught. To feel abundance while standing in debt. To feel love while sitting alone. To feel vitality while the body aches. To feel success before the world applauds. This is the spiritual alchemy that turns invisible desires into visible realities. It is not naive fantasy. It is spiritual law. You are not waiting for life to change so you can feel different. You feel different so that life must change. Throughout history, the great mystics knew this. Jesus said, "When you pray, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Not hope. Not beg. Believe. Know. Feel. Rumi echoed the same mystery. What you seek is seeking you. Not because it hears your cries, but because it recognizes your energy. When you embody the answer, you and your desire are magnetically drawn together, no longer two, but one. Today, choose one desire that matters to you. Do not pray for it with words. Instead, sit quietly and feel it as already done. Imagine what your world would look like, sound like, feel like, taste like, if your prayer were already answered. Step into the scene not as a spectator, but as the living, breathing participant. Feel the gratitude, the relief, the expansion in your chest. Let your whole body believe. Stay there for a few minutes. Anchor it. And throughout your day, whenever doubt arises, return inwardly to that feeling. Not trying to make it happen, but rejoicing that it already is. You were never meant to beg the universe for scraps. You were born to embody the power of creation. Prayer is not supplication. It is assumption. Not reaching upward with empty hands, but reaching inward to awaken what is already yours. Feel first, see second, and watch how swiftly reality rearranges itself. Not to grant you a favor, but to mirror who you dared to become. Chapter 4. The Emotional Frequency Code. How vibration shapes form. There is a silent code embedded within your very being. An unseen language, more ancient than words, more powerful than action. It is the code of your vibration, the invisible music you emit through your emotions. And whether you know it or not, this vibration shapes your reality. Not someday. Not when you are perfect. Now everything is energy. This is no longer a poetic idea. It is a scientific fact. Vibration is at the foundation of all matter, from mountains to memories. Energy vibrating at different frequencies gives rise to everything you experience as solid, tangible, and real. As Nikola Tesla famously said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." You are not separate from this dance. You are part of it, a broadcasting tower constantly sending a signal to the quantum field. And what determines the strength and clarity of that signal? Emotion. Emotion is energy in motion. It is not neutral. It is the active ingredient that magnetizes potential into form. Thoughts set the direction. Emotion gives it life. Neville Goddard emphasized this in his teachings. It is not what you want that you attract. You attract what you believe you are, emotionally, vibrationally. It is not enough to think I desire abundance if you feel poverty. It is not enough to affirm I am healthy if you feel fear and frailty. The universe does not respond to the words you say. It responds to the song you vibrate. Dr. Joe Dispenza takes this even deeper. In his studies on heart coherence, he found that elevated emotions, such as gratitude, love, joy, and inspiration, create a strong, coherent electromagnetic field that can measurably affect the space around you. When the heart and mind are aligned, broadcasting a coherent frequency, the body becomes a living magnet for new opportunities, new relationships, new realities. It is not magic, it is physics. Low frequency emotions, anger, guilt, fear, resentment, produce incoherent, chaotic signals. They fracture the field, creating distortion. High frequency emotions, gratitude, love, bliss, create order, coherence, and resonance with the higher potentials of the quantum field. Real world example. Think of someone who walks into a room and, without saying a word, you feel uplifted. Their presence radiates calm, joy, and warmth. Now think of another who enters a room and tension immediately fills the air. No words needed. What you are sensing is not logical information. You are reading their vibrational code, the frequency at which their emotions are broadcast. And so it is with the quantum field. It reads, not your hopes, but your signal. If you are living in a state of perpetual worry, fear, and doubt, you are broadcasting a frequency that attracts more situations to confirm those feelings. Not because the universe is cruel, but because it is precise. It mirrors your internal state with mathematical accuracy, bringing into form what your energy sings into the field. To shift your life, you must shift your emotional baseline, your dominant vibrational code, the emotional frequency spectrum. Here is a simple map of how different emotions vibrate. Shame, guilt, fear, very low vibration, contracts energy. Anger, frustration, slightly higher. Movement, but chaotic. Courage, willingness, neutral point. Energy begins to flow upward. Gratitude, joy, love, high vibration, expansive, magnetic, creative. The goal is not to force yourself to fake higher emotions, but to genuinely cultivate them. Small shifts, maintained over time, create massive changes in your vibrational set point. Upon waking, spend 5 minutes feeling gratitude for something, anything. gratitude opens the heart and immediately raises your frequency. Midday. Reset. When stress appears, pause. Take a few slow breaths. Shift focus to what is working, what is possible, and what is beautiful. Evening integration. Before sleep, replay in your mind 3 moments of joy, laughter, and kindness from your day. Relive them. Feel them. These small practices recalibrate your signal. From fear to faith. From scarcity to abundance. From separation to unity. Important truth. You are not punished for negative emotions. You are simply matched. The field does not judge. It reflects. Thus, there is no guilt needed, only awareness. Awareness gives you a choice. Choice gives you power. Each emotion is a creative act. Each feeling is a seed you plant in the soil of the universe. Plant wisely. To live in high vibration is not to deny life's difficulties. It is to remember that you can choose your emotional tuning regardless of external conditions. You are not a puppet of circumstance. You are a creator of circumstance. Vibration precedes manifestation. Feeling precedes seeing. The emotional code you broadcast today writes the reality you will meet tomorrow. Choose emotions not by reaction, but by intention. Breathe gratitude before reasons arise. Feel love before love appears. Dance with joy before the music starts. Because when you do, you no longer chase reality. Reality chases you. Chapter 5. Mental Rehearsal. Practicing the reality before it appears. The world you experience is a mirror, faithfully reflecting not only your beliefs, but also your most rehearsed emotional states. Most people rehearse worry. They rehearse failure. They rehearse being unloved, unseen, unsuccessful, all without realizing it. Every fearful thought, imagined worst-case scenario, an emotional reenactment of past pain trains the body and mind to expect, and thus attract, the very realities they fear. But this truth carries within it a profound and liberating secret. If you can rehearse limitation into being, you can just as easily rehearse miracles into form. Mental rehearsal is not simply visualization. It is an embodiment in advance. It is feeling, seeing, sensing a reality with such intensity that your body, mind, and energy field align with it before any physical evidence appears. Neville Goddard called this living in the end. He taught that the secret to creation is to imagine the end result, to feel the wish fulfilled so completely that you lose the desire itself because you already feel it as yours. He said, "You must assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled until your assumption has all the sensory vividness of reality. When done properly, you no longer hope. You know." And that knowing rearranges the unseen forces of life in your favor. Dr. Joe Dispenza expanded this into a practical science. In his brain studies, he observed that when people mentally rehearse a future event with rich sensory detail and deep emotion, the brain begins to fire in new patterns as if the event were already happening. The body, unable to distinguish between an intensely imagined future and a lived present, starts producing the chemicals of the experience. the heart's magnetic field shifts. The mind's electromagnetic signature sharpens. The entire system begins broadcasting the frequency of the future reality now. And because the quantum field listens to frequency, not time, this rehearsal draws the matching reality into experience. A man who had long dreamed of becoming a best-selling author began a simple, radical practice. Each morning, before checking emails or social media, he would sit quietly, close his eyes, and live inside the scene of already being successful. He would feel the joy of holding his book. He would hear the congratulations of friends. He would see the reviews online, the smiling readers. He would embody the gratitude as if it were his current reality. Months passed, doors opened, connections formed. In a short span of time, he found himself living the exact life he had mentally rehearsed, not because he begged for it, because he became it. Why mental rehearsal works. Focus. What you focus on expands. By repeatedly focusing on your desired reality, you strengthen its energetic blueprint. Emotion. By infusing your rehearsal with elevated emotions, you magnetize the field to respond. Identity shift. Mental rehearsal reprograms your identity from someone who hopes to someone who is. You move from seeking the miracle to being the miracle. Common mistakes to avoid. Passive daydreaming, wishing, and casual fantasy lack the emotional voltage needed. You must feel as though it is real now. Focusing on absence. If you imagine your desire, but simultaneously notice its current absence, you neutralize the effect. Inconsistency. Sporadic rehearsals are weak signals. Daily immersion strengthens the magnetic pull. Consistency plus emotional depth equals collapse of probability into form. Choose a scene. Pick one clear scene that would naturally happen if your desire were fulfilled. Not the getting, but the being. Example: feeling your dream partner's hand in yours. Signing the deal for your business. Laughing with perfect health. Amplify sensory detail. Imagine colors, sounds, smells, and textures. Make it vivid enough that your senses participate. Infuse emotion. Feel the gratitude, joy, excitement, and love as if now. Let it flood your body. Lose yourself in it. Lose awareness of your surroundings. Become so absorbed that your mind accepts the imagined as real. Surrender. When finished, release the attachment. Carry the feeling lightly throughout your day. Do this daily, not as a chore, but as an act of identity. You are not rehearsing to get. You are rehearsing because this is who you are becoming. A sacred reminder: you do not create reality by force. You create it by alignment. When you mentally rehearse a future with emotional truth, you collapse time. You pull the invisible into the visible. You become the living bridge between imagination and form. You are not hoping for change. You are embodying change. You are bringing heaven to earth. The field listens not to your wishes, but to your practice becoming. Practice well, and reality, faithful as ever, will reflect back what you dared to live before it appeared. Chapter 6. The Gap Between Desire and Manifestation. Collapsing time. You have felt it. That space, wide, mysterious, sometimes frustrating, between planting a seed of intention and seeing its bloom in the garden of your life. The gap. It is here, in this unseen interval, that most dreams falter. It is here that doubt creeps in, where impatience stirs, where faith is tested not by difficulty, but by delay. But what if delay is not denial? What if the gap between desire and manifestation is not an obstacle, but a sacred part of the creation process itself? And more importantly, what if you could collapse that time? Neville Goddard often spoke of the law of time compression. Persist in the assumption that your desire is already fulfilled, and that persistence will harden into fact. He taught that time, as we perceive it, is malleable, not fixed, not absolute. It bends to the strength of consciousness. When you fully inhabit the end state, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you compress the space between the unseen and the seen. You accelerate the collapse of the wave into a particle, the potential into actuality. Time, then, is not your enemy. It is your servant, waiting to obey the intensity of your assumption. Dr. Joe Dispenza offers a scientific lens for this mystery. In his research, he found that when individuals enter deeply coherent brain and heart states, when they feel elevated emotions and hold a clear intention, they create a strong electromagnetic signature that transcends the ordinary laws of cause and effect. They move into a realm of causality beyond time. In these elevated states, synchronicities speed up. Unforeseen opportunities appear. Reality reshuffles itself with astonishing velocity. They are not forcing life to change. They are collapsing the need for later by becoming the version of themselves for whom the desire is already real. Why the gap exists? The delay between desire and manifestation is not a punishment. It is often a necessary period where energy builds up. The universe, like a master craftsman, aligns the countless variables needed for your desire to unfold with precision. Identity adjusts. You must become the person who naturally lives in the fulfilled state of your desire. Without this internal shift, you could not sustain it, even if the external manifestation arrived. Resistance is dissolved. Old fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs rise to the surface to be seen and surrendered, clearing the way for your new reality. A woman longing for her dream home spent months mentally rehearsing, walking through the halls, decorating the rooms, and laughing in the kitchen. Yet physically, nothing seemed to change. Tempted to despair, she deepened her assumption, feeling even more vividly that it was already done. Unexpectedly, a series of events unfolded. An acquaintance mentioned a property not yet listed publicly. The price was right, the location perfect, the terms favorable. Within weeks, she was living inside the very house she had seen so often in her mind. The gap had been an illusion, a test of her willingness to believe beyond appearances. How to collapse time. Live in the end, daily. Return again and again to the feeling of already having, already being. Not just in meditation, but as you walk, work, and breathe. Release the how. The conscious mind loves to obsess over logistics, but manifestation flows from surrender, not strategy. Trust that the field orchestrates pathways your mind cannot foresee. Bless the waiting. See the gap not as absence, but as gestation. A seed planted in fertile soil does not sprout in panic. It matures into invisible wisdom. Neutralize time pressure. Every time you think it's taking too long, you reinforce distance. Instead, affirm, it is already mine. Time is aligning perfectly. Detach, while remaining certain. The paradox of collapsing time is that you must deeply feel your desire fulfilled, while being perfectly at peace if it takes longer than expected. Certainty without need. Desire without desperation. This energy collapses the gap faster than force ever could. A sacred perspective. Time in the third dimension is an illusion woven for learning. The quantum field knows no waiting. It operates on vibration, not calendars. When your inner world and the frequency of your desire match perfectly, manifestation is instantaneous. Whether it shows up in 1 hour, 1 week, or one season, the soul, unlike the impatient mind, understands that all is unfolding with perfect timing. Not late, not early, but right on the rhythm of your becoming. You are not waiting for your dream. Your dream is waiting for you. To trust it, to feel it, to become the one who already holds it. The gap is not a void. It is a bridge. And every thought, every feeling of fulfillment, every act of quiet faith lays down another stone toward the inevitable. Walk it joyfully. Walk it consciously. And know, the moment you become it, the world must reflect it. Chapter 7, Quantum Prayer Rituals. How to align mind, heart, and field. Creation is not a single act. It is a living rhythm, a sacred dance between mind, heart, and the infinite field that surrounds and permeates you. To pray effectively, not as a beggar, but as a creator, is to consciously enter this rhythm. It is to tune your thought, feeling, and energy into harmony, so that the field cannot help but reflect your vibration into visible form. True prayer is not something you do once and forget. It is a way of being, a continuous offering of alignment. Every thought, every breath, every beat of gratitude becomes part of your living prayer. Neville Goddard taught that prayer is the art of assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. But he also understood that to sustain this assumption, one must cultivate it daily. The rituals you perform, the conscious, repeated gestures of thought and emotion. Water these seeds, strengthen your faith, and weave your desired reality into being. Dr. Joe Dispenza offers the scientific mirror to this spiritual truth. Through repeated studies of brainwave patterns, heart-brain coherence, and energetic measurements, he demonstrates that daily intentional practices can move individuals into elevated coherent states where the mind, body, and field synchronize. In such states, change becomes not just possible, but inevitable. Your rituals are not superstition. They are recalibrations of energy. Each ritual aligns you closer to the frequency of the world you wish to live in. Why rituals matter? Focus the mind. In a world of endless distractions, rituals create sacred windows of pure intention. Open the heart. Emotion is the magnet of manifestation. Rituals flood the heart with elevated feelings. Gratitude, joy, love, certainty. Anchor, the identity rituals repeatedly affirm the self-image of the one who already is, collapsing the timeline between desire and fulfillment. Signal the field. Every coherent prayer sends a stronger, clearer electromagnetic signature into the quantum field, drawing matching realities closer. Quantum prayer, rituals to practice. First morning alignment. Begin each day by becoming the fulfilled version of yourself. Upon waking, before touching your phone or engaging with the external world, close your eyes. Breathe slowly. Feel into your desired reality as if it is happening now. What does it feel like to wake up already healed, already successful, already loved? Smile with gratitude, not to ask, but to thank. Affirm gently, "It is already done. I live it now." This sets your frequency before the day begins. Second, gratitude. Ahead of evidence. Gratitude is the accelerator of manifestation. Throughout your day, practice micro moments of gratitude. Not for what already exists, but for what is coming into form. Feel the joy of receiving the unseen as if it has already arrived. For example, before a meeting, give thanks for its success. Before a phone call, bless it with a beautiful outcome. This creates an energetic certainty that magnetizes fulfillment. Third, heart-brain coherence ritual. Unify your mind and heart into one powerful broadcast. Find a quiet space. Place your hand over your heart. Breathe deeply and slowly into the heart center. Recall a moment of deep appreciation, love, or joy. Let the emotion flood your entire being. Then, mentally project your clear intention into the field, the reality you are creating. This combination, coherent emotion plus clear intention, it is the master key to quantum manifestation. Fourth evening surrender, visualization. Release your desires into the field with trust. Before sleep, close your eyes. Visualize one or two scenes of your fulfilled life, rich with sensory detail. Feel the sweetness of it, then surrender it. Say internally, "I release this to the perfect wisdom of the field. It is done." Sleep is sacred. During sleep, your subconscious mind marbles your new identity deeper into your being. Plant seeds of certainty before you drift into the fertile soil of dreams. 5. Walking prayer. Bring prayer into motion as you walk in a park, through a hallway in your home. Silently affirm your new identity. Feel yourself walking. You are already healed, already abundant, and already loved. Move as if the world is already rearranged in your favor. This embeds the vibration into your body, turning prayer from a mental exercise into a living embodiment. A woman longing for deep love practiced morning and evening rituals of gratitude for her future partner. She imagined conversations, laughter, quiet moments of tenderness, long before meeting anyone. She walked as though hand in hand with the energy of love itself. She thanked the unseen for filling her heart. Within months, not through desperate searching, but through effortless alignment, a relationship blossomed. One that mirrored everything she had rehearsed. She did not find love. She became it, and love found her. Rituals are not about controlling reality. They are about aligning with reality. The reality that already exists as a potential, waiting for you to match its frequency. Through daily alignment, you become the living prayer. Through consistency, you collapse the invisible into the visible. You do not ask timidly. You assume boldly. You live joyfully. And the field, responding without fail, brings forth the harvest that matches your song. You were never powerless. You only needed to remember your rhythm. Pray not with pleading lips, but with an aligned heart. Pray not for rescue, but from the certainty of fulfilled creation. But from the certainty of fulfilled creation. And watch as life, faithful mirror that it is, rises to meet you where you already stand. Chapter 8. Living as the prayer. Becoming the cause of reality. There comes a moment in the journey where you no longer ask. You no longer hope or wish or plead. You realize, with a quiet, invincible certainty, that you are the living prayer. Your very being radiates the command to the universe. Your breath, your steps, your gaze, all become signals sent into the infinite field, calling reality into alignment with who you have dared to become. This is the true art of creation. Do not think about your desires. Do not chase them with effort, but be them. You are no longer the seeker. You are the source. You are no longer hoping for a new reality. You are causing it moment by moment through your state of being. Neville Goddard wrote, "Man moves in a world that is nothing more or less than his consciousness objectified." When you understand this, you stop trying to change the mirror. You change yourself, and the mirror must follow. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening through you. You are the projector, and reality is your moving picture. When you embody the energy of your fulfilled desire so completely, without contradiction, without hesitation, the outer world, like obedient clay, molds itself to reflect your inner truth. Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches that when the mind and body are fully aligned with a new destiny, when thought and feeling are one, and the energy of the new reality saturates your system, you enter the realm of causality. The predictable past no longer binds you. You step into the unknown, the place where miracles, synchronicities, and quantum leaps occur. This is not mystical fantasy. It is measurable, repeatable, and observable in the field. The old self fades. The new self becomes dominant. And with it, a new life must unfold. Not someday, Now living as the prayer means breathing, gratitude. Each breath becomes a thank you to a universe already conspiring in your favor. Walking in certainty. Every step is taken as if one has already received. Speaking from fulfillment, your words reflect the inner abundance, not the temporary appearance of lack. Acting from wholeness, you no longer seek completion in outer events. You radiate completion, and the world mirrors it. After years of financial struggle, a man began embodying the vibration of wealth, not merely affirming it, but walking, dressing, thinking, and feeling as one already wealthy. Even when his bank account said otherwise, he stopped speaking the language of scarcity. He blessed every dollar that passed through his hands. He celebrated others' abundance without jealousy. Within a year, opportunities flowed to him effortlessly. Business ventures, partnerships, and windfalls he could not have planned. He had not chased success. He had become it. And life, unerring in its loyalty to vibration, had no choice but to reflect it back. Practical ways to live as the prayer. First, daily identity rehearsal. Every morning, ask, "Who am I today?" Then answer, as the version of yourself who already lives the desired life. Carry that identity through every choice, every interaction. Second, micro-alignment moments. Throughout the day, pause and ask, am I vibrating as the cause or reacting as the effect? If you find yourself reacting, gently realign. Return to the cause. Return to creation. Third, evening integration. At night, review your day through the lens of your chosen identity. Where did you live as the prayer? Where did you slip back into old patterns? No judgment, only awareness, and a conscious choice for tomorrow. A sacred perspective. In ancient mystical teachings, it was said that creation is finished. All possibilities exist now. You are not creating something from nothing. You are selecting from the infinite field of already existing realities. You are the selector, the tuner, the chooser. And your state of being is the only prayer the universe ever answers. No pleading is needed. No struggle is required. Only alignment. Only embodiment. Only the unwavering knowing it is done. When you live as the prayer, you no longer wait for signs. You become the sign. You no longer ask for miracles. You walk as the miracle. You no longer chase destiny. You realize destiny flows through you, rising to meet the boldness of your being. As you step into the fullness of who you are, remember, you are not here to beg for scraps from life. You are here to command life, not with force, but with the silent, irresistible authority of a heart aligned with truth. Walk as the answered prayer. Breathe as the living embodiment of fulfillment. Stand as the lighthouse that does not chase ships, but draws them by the strength of its unwavering light. And know, deeply, irrevocably, that reality must bow to the vibration you dare to become. You are the cause. You are the prayer. You are the reality, and life, faithful mirror that it is already reshaping itself to match the truth of your becoming.